And good evening and welcome to each one. It's certainly a privilege that we have this evening to have the Pilgrim High School here. I had the opportunity to sit in on their program on Wednesday evening, and it was just a great blessing. I believe the Lord has a real treat for us, and we just desire to ask His presence here with us now. In just a minute, I'll ask Shane to come lead us in a song, and then the high school will take over from there. Shall we bow for prayer? Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are so good. We thank You for the avenue of music, for the avenue of speech, for the blessing it is to sit together and worship You. And so we just ask Your presence here. Just ask for Your infilling presence in each of those who presents and in each of us who listen, that Your word would have free course among us and that this would be a great blessing. So we just want to commit this evening, commit the chorus and each of the parts to You and ask that You be praised. We rejoice in Your goodness and we commit this time to You. In the name of Jesus, amen. Brother Shane.
I know that my Redeemer liveth.
I know that my Redeemer liveth.
And power are in His hand. sound forth. That means pay attention, listen to the trumpet, because there's always something significant that happens when the trumpet sounds. And the trumpet is sounding in Zion, and we need to be joyful, right, because we are righteous, and it is fitting, because the word of the Lord is right. And his works are done in truth, and we're here to give him praise, we're here to give him glory this evening. And these first several songs are from Scripture, as are some later songs. You Are My Hiding Place is adapted from Psalm 32, as well as I Have Longed for Thy Saving Health, which is from Psalm 119. You might recognize those. Songs of praise, also of longing for God.
It's been my privilege to be involved with the Spanish class this year. We're going to be singing three songs, and I saw that by mistake you got a copy that didn't have those titles. They are Glorificaré al Salvador, Los que esperan en Jehová, and La canción será Amén. The first one is very close to the one you know, I will glorify the King of Kings.
Glorificaré al Salvador, al Cordero Goleador. Glorificaré a mi Señor, digno es el gran yo soy. Reina Jehová en majestad, coronada.
También tendré lugar la canción.
I apologize that those Spanish songs were not in the program. It is all my fault. And it was either, well, at least you had some programs this evening. So, the next section is a section of Jewish songs. And they're either three of them are authentic Jewish folk songs, and one is sort of on a Jewish subject, the second one. And you can tell us about Christ, and you'll catch that, kind of the Jewish feel of that, with the sacrifice and God being, Jesus being the perfect lamb. Anyway, I've enjoyed having this Jewish song section. It gives a different, sort of a different flavor, a different feel. On, we could sing the same things maybe in a different style, and it would maybe mean something different. And so it has been neat for us to experience this. The first one, especially, is a bit unusual. I hope you will not be offended in that. We rather enjoy it. Shabbat Shalom. Oh, I should say, Shabbat Shalom. It's the only words that we sing in the song. We just repeat those. Shalom means peace, and Shabbat means Sabbath. So if Jews would greet each other, they would say Shalom, Shalom, during the week. And then on the Sabbath, they would say Shabbat Shalom. So it's just a song with that greeting.
Bim, bum, bim, 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 bum, bim, 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 bum, la, 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 bim, bum, bim, 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 bum, bim, 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 bum. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom.
Like Mr. Stutzman said, the last song we just sang, the next few are Hebrew songs. And when I first heard them, I wasn't quite sure what to think of them. Just because they sounded so different to my ear, they were not what I was used to. But the more I sang them, the more I realized something. We value our heritage very much, and we honor it partially through the songs we sing, our traditional four-part harmony songs. And what is so beautiful about these Hebrew songs is they are also a part of our heritage. We have spiritual and physical ancestors. And when we sing these songs, we are acknowledging that the God the Hebrews are worshiping is also our God. The kingdom of God is now open for Jews and Gentiles alike. We can now be part of God's kingdom, a part of God's own family.
To Israel, bring me a sacrifice, morning and evening, every day. Offer a spotless lamb without a blemish. This is the command you must obey. Sing alleluia, praise to Jehovah, worship the God of Abraham. Sing alleluia, praise to Jehovah. Laid on the altar built by man. And then at the perfect time, God said to Israel, I will now provide the perfect lamb. Sing alleluia, praise to Jehovah, worship the God of Abraham. Sing alleluia, praise to Jehovah, once for all this slain God's perfect lamb.
songs begin. Sing alleluia, praise to Jehovah, worship the God of Abraham. Sing alleluia, praise to Jehovah, once for all is slain God's perfect Lamb.
Let us be joyful.
The Music 1 class meets twice a week, Tuesday and Thursday mornings, and then also there's choir on Friday mornings. That's for the whole school. And we sing some of the time. We try to learn how to sing some of the rest of the time and how to read music and so forth. And we prepared two songs, one to kind of continue the section we just finished. It is a medley of songs. Starts with "Hear, O Israel," and again, kind of in the Hebrew vein, giving glory to the God of Israel, who is our God. And then finishing with the H prayer, which is written by a Mennonite lady from Virginia, and she's had a lot of difficult experiences in her life, and knowing that makes the prayer even more beautiful. And see if you can figure out why it's called the H prayer. Kind of an odd title, but there is a reason for it. It is a prayer, and so if you can figure out where the H comes in, then you can have the title figured out and pray it along with it.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. Alleluia.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy might, and give him glory. Alleluia, and thou shalt
It is a pleasure to be here and also to see all of you here also. At school, one of the favorite activities of the students is taking tests. The students at least feel that that's one of the teacher's favorite activities. And what they usually forget is the reason for them, which is to measure something, to figure out what the learning has been since the last test. And we are checking for progress and, of course, learning. Well, a program like tonight is in some ways similar to a test in that it is to show a little something of what has been gained over the last, well, over this school year in different classes, especially musical things, but other things as well. And it provides, I hope, for you a little bit of an experience of seeing what progress has taken place already. I hope it's more than that, that it is a time of experiencing God, meeting Him, and a time of worship. And so, as we come together tonight, that's our desire, that you can meet God and experience something of His presence through these different activities. The next part of the program is representing a different class. This is not musical at all, but it is speech class. And the one representing the class and showing something from it is Senior Seth Yitzi, who should feel right at home here in your number. We hope he does. And what he's up here for is partly to represent the class, but even more to lead in some inspiration of some sort. And he's chosen to speak on a topic that is well fitting for the evening, and that is worship. So give your attention to Seth as he leads out in speech class.
Imagine with me, what if everything you owned, everything you had, was owned by someone else? Your house, your car, your cell phone, everything that you use and enjoy using. What if someone else owned these things, but just let you use them for free? And if you really needed something else, that someone was there to give it to you. Fortunately, this is not just an imagination. God is our provider, and He gives us the things we need. But how do we respond to the many great things God did for us, does for us, and gives us? Sometimes those earnestly seeking God attempt to pay God back by doing many good deeds and hoping that that will somehow earn them God's grace. But this is not what God wants. What God does desire, however, is our adoration and praise. He wants us to recognize His almighty power and majesty. He wants us to worship Him. And tonight I want to go over a few ways in which we can worship God. First of all, in order to worship God, we must realize just who God is. And we've all been taught and are well aware that God is the Creator. But how many times do we just stop and think about that? About how incredibly amazing creation really is. For example, in the space around us, there are billions of galaxies similar to our own, many of which have only recently been discovered by man. And in a little caterpillar's head, there are over 250 individual muscles, each helping the caterpillar function properly. God created all these incredible things, both huge and tiny, so that we could look at creation and be awed by the one who created them all. Another thing God is eternal. Now, we cannot totally grasp this concept. If we stretch our minds, we can kind of imagine living on and on, just never dying, But God also never had a beginning. He was never born. There wasn't just a boom and there God was for the first time. God always was, and he always will be. So if we spend much time thinking about and wondering at God, we begin to realize just how big he is. Much bigger than we can comprehend. Francis Chan said it like this: if the character of God would be the size of the ocean, our capacity for understanding him would be about the size of a soda can. God does not fit into our little soda can. We can only put little pieces of God's character into our soda can and thereby get a small glimpse of what God is like. But that small glimpse is enough to make us realize that God is so incredible and awe-inspiring. The more we meditate on this, the more we will feel the need and desire to worship him. So we can worship God simply by thinking on his greatness and majesty. Another way we can worship God is through prayer. Sometimes it seems like many or most of our prayers are requests. Like, you know, God, I really want a new car. Or, God, if I could just find the money to go on this vacation, then that would be so great. And it is important to take our needs to the Lord. But it is also very important to spend time in prayer praising God. So just take the time to praise God and show your gratefulness for his greatness. And part of praising and worshiping God is humbling yourself and admitting that you really need God, that you'd be nothing without him. This is fairly easy for us to say, but still, if we're honest, many times we kind of rely on our own strength. We must humble ourselves in praying to God, as the parable of the Pharisee and the publican shows. Now, the Pharisee did many deeds, and he proudly told God about them in his prayer, but God didn't listen to that prayer. He listened to the prayer of the humble publican and answered that. So God wants us to humbly praise him through prayer. Another important way we can worship God is through singing. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. In Psalms 95, 1 and 2. And it is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High. This is Psalms 92, 1. God loves to be praised through songs. This is easy for us to understand, even here on earth. I mean, if someone really loves you and writes a song about you or sings a song about you, this really would make you feel good, right? And in the same way, God would really love it when we sing a song declaring our love for him. And tonight we're giving a music program for you. But in actuality, we aren't really giving the program for you. Before programs, Mr. Stutzman likes to remind us that it doesn't really matter all that much what the audience sitting here thinks of our singing. What truly matters is our audience of one. God is here listening to our songs, and God is the one to whom we are singing. Of course, we also hope that the singing blesses those sitting here, but God is the focus tonight, and God desires our singing to worship him. So in conclusion, worshiping God should be a big part of our daily lives. Worshiping him can be as simple as just thinking on his greatness, or just singing a simple song of praise to him. God has given us everything, and we must show our gratitude for this, not by doing good deeds in order to pay him back, as this isn't what God demands. God only desires that we turn our hearts towards him and worship him. In closing, I'll read Psalm 150, verses 1 and 2. Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness.
Turn to number 435. For 435, you can all stand for this song.
Jesus, my Lord, my God, hear me, the Savior, when I call. Hear me and from thy dwelling place, for thou the riches of thy grace.
Our next two songs talk about the Spirit and some of the effects of having the Holy Spirit living in our lives. The first song is entitled, If We Live in the Spirit, and it tells us to humble ourselves and bear others' burdens. The next song, If the Same Spirit, says that if the Spirit dwells in us, if the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us, he will quicken or give life to our mortal bodies. I believe that these songs should be a challenge to all of us to consider the reality of having the Spirit in our life. Do we as Christians claim to have the Spirit in us and yet live in sin? Are we leading others astray by claiming to represent a risen Savior while living however we want? Let's allow the Holy Spirit to live in us and to change our lives.
Let us bear others' burdens in the love.
Music one, I said, meets the whole year, and twice a week it happens. All the freshmen and sophomores are required to take it. Music two, however, is an optional class, and it runs every 2 years. And this year we didn't have very many students, but we are glad we had some. And this song, first of all, the final project in the class is for each student to put music to a poem. And Mary Beth Reel chose to put music to the poem called The Image of God, written by Charles Wesley. And so that's what we as a class are going to sing now. We sang Sing Abba Humba Yo when these seniors were freshmen, and we decided to do it again this year so they could, I don't know, remember when they were freshmen, or just remember a song that they enjoyed and sing it again. And we also thought it would be nice if anyone who has gone to high school at Pilgrim and who knows the song Sing Abba Humba Yo would come up and join us. So, if you know the song and you've been to Pilgrim, please stand up and walk forward and join us. And if it's not enough people, we'll have to get some more. All right, this is a good start. All right. Okay, some of you jump up onto the risers and make it full. Be very careful. Yeah, jump onto the risers. There are several English verses on this one, so you can get the meaning on those verses.
Sing Abba Humba. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Oh, yes, I know. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Oh, yes, I know. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming, oh yes, I know.
Freedom
is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes, I know.
Freedom is coming,
freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes, I know.
Oh yes, I know.
Times throughout the year, including program time, we as teachers and school board are reminded that it takes a lot of people, a lot of support to make a school run. And I think about it at programs because I see you in the audience and their parents and friends and some people who come to more than one program and they're supporting their students. And it's neat to see the support. And it is impossible to run a school well without support. And I think that's a blessing that we have in this community, and I appreciate that a lot. And so one little thing I guess we can do to hopefully bless you is to do a program like this. And we end then with a blessing from Jude, the wonderful promise now to him who's able to keep you from falling. And it's his responsibility to keep us, and we praise him.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure if I can appropriately thank you or not, but I think I speak on behalf of all who are gathered here that we appreciated this very much. Thank you for your benediction blessing just now and for how you have blessed us throughout this program. It was just so enjoyable seeing your your enthusiasm, your energy, and your developing expertise. That's a real blessing, and I'm grateful. Seeing you enjoy yourselves, I think, helped us enjoy ourselves and led us in worship. You led us in a number of different forms of worship, and I think that is a blessing when we have different ways that we worship, whether it's in Hebrew, or whether it's Scripture, or whether it's Spanish. That was a blessing. And it was also a blessing for the challenge to worship, Seth, so we appreciate that. Appreciate the efforts, Mr. Stutzman, on your part, and to each of the staff. That is, it's just been a real joy to see the school enjoy very solid support, and for that I want to bless all of you. We'll take just a minute for announcements, if there are any. Are there any announcements? Yes, Leroy.
There's an MC sale coming up this coming weekend, and there are pie cans to fill and bread bags as well. So people who are interested in participating in that way, they'll be signed up and stuff to take in the back.
Okay. MCC sale coming up this Saturday. Your participation is needed. So, well, you did sing a benediction, but I'd like to have a prayer of gratitude and also blessing for you. And I'd like to ask Brother Gary to please come forward. Gary has served for many years as ministerial rep, most of those as treasurer, and I invite him to make a comment or two and lead in prayer of blessing.
Well, I praise the Lord for how he's blessed us tonight through you ministers of the gospel. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for how you have provided for us that we can work together in learning about you and transmitting our values and our beliefs to our next generation. And I pray a blessing on them as they continue to run the race of life. Pray that you would give them faithful hearts, that they could persevere to the end. In Jesus we pray. Amen. You're dismissed.